Oh, we're back. Yes, I know. We keep taking these long breaks.
Yo, what up, everyone? It's been, what, 3 weeks since the last fucking shit we did?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh, well, that's not that bad. 2 weeks is fine.
Yeah, it's the holidays. You know, people are busy.
Yeah. We got a lot of celebrating to do.
Yeah. What'd you get for the holidays, Eddie? Did you get any car parts?
I got a few car parts, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. I got a heated steering wheel for my Integra.
What?
Yeah, I wanted a heated steering wheel.
Was that an option?
It's an option through the Acura catalog. So if you go to the catalog, it's like an option that you would get in a dealership, but it's like an actual Acura steering wheel with a button and everything.
You have to wire the button in.
Yes. You got to remove the steering wheel and put the whole harness in. And I'm not going to do it.
I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't either until I started looking, snooping around the catalog and I saw it. I'm like, oh, I really want a heated steering wheel.
Huh.
Because a spoiled little jerk off. Yeah, bitch. That lives in New England and needs a warm hands.
Yeah, warm hands. All right.
Now they need that heated shift knob. That's the next thing I need.
Talk to Acuity, man. That's their next up and coming.
That is true.
Yeah, just make it like water.
That's a good fucking idea. Now get one that lights up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, coming out. All right.
Oh, all right, we can't give them all too much about this.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Russell got to pay us.
Engineers right here.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Engineers.
All right, what else did you get?
I got a radar detector mount.
A mount for it?
Yes. So
radar detector do you use?
I have a Valentine 1 Generation 2. I actually have a few different radar detectors, like throughout different vehicles, but in the daily, it's a Valentine 1. And
do you feel it saves you?
Oh, dude, I swear by radar detectors. I mean, you should too. Well, they're illegal in Virginia.
They're illegal in Virginia.
I mean, I'd still rock one. I just get the one that you can hide.
Just had to hide it. Yeah.
Yeah. I swear by them. They've saved me so many times.
Yeah.
So when Corey and I started to date, she was like, why would you want that on your dashboard? It's so loud and annoying. And now she has one and she's like, oh my God, I love being able to tell if like they're in the area.
Yeah.
So
do you have like the off button like near you so that we can turn it off, or do you have to reach and hit the button to have it go off?
I'll be honest with you. The noises do not bother me at fucking.
So you're used to it at this point.
I'm so used to it.
Okay.
It's like I just hear it as background noise at this point.
Right.
But to people who don't know anything about them, like they've never been in it or whatever. People are like, why would you want that? It's so annoying. But like the Valentine one has very specific sounds, like the noises and the I like find those sounds so classic now at this point because I've been like listening to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've been listening to this noise for 25 years of my life because my grandfather had a V1. So
you have like radar jammers as well, or do you just have?
No,
what do you have?
No, I don't have jammers in this car anyways. I'd love to get jammers, but around here,
what car do you have it in?
I don't have jammers in my cars anymore. I used to.
Okay.
I haven't put them in. It's a huge process wiring all that.
You don't
shit.
Have like laser.
So that's the thing. It's laser jammers, and I haven't put that in a car in close to 10 years. Last car was a BMW that had it in there. But that being said, most of the, like, that would be the big thing. Like, if you lived in Massachusetts, because a lot of them use laser now, you want to get laser jammers. Like, if I don't, you know, I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, you know, if you need something like that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it on the street.
Nah,
like,
we support that shit.
Like, you know.
Fuck them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not, I don't want to give the state any more money than it needs to, I already have to, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, radar detectors, I recommend it to people who, even if they don't, like, I'm not talking about people who are like, yeah, I'm about to do, you know, top speed runs. Mm-hmm. Like, you're no fucked cannibal. No matter what. If you're going that fast, radar ain't going to save you. You just got to keep your foot in it at that point.
Yeah.
But like, if you go 80, definitely want a radar detector around here.
How do you run for the cops?
Yeah. I mean, no. Successful? Why would I ever do that?
Yo, I won't judge you, man.
Yo, why would I
when you did it? So it's fine. Statute of limitations is all up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. If I were to do something like that.
Hypothetically
speaking.
What would you use in that situation?
Anything with an engine.
Yeah, anything?
Anything with an engine.
At what point do you think to yourself, I'm going to pull over or I'm going to keep on going? Like, if the cop is coming the opposite direction and you're already going like 100, are you going to continue to put the foot down? Or are you like situationally thinking like, oh, there's a car up front.
Okay, so I listen.
Huh?
I have seen and witnessed and been
and
a part of.
This is hypothetical, everybody. This did not
hypothetically
happen.
Hypothetically speaking, this didn't happen. But hypothetically speaking, if we were in that situation and you're going 100 and something miles an hour and the cop goes by you the other way,
mm-hmm.
and you look in your rearview mirror and he starts to turn around, you keep your fucking foot in it.
Uh-huh.
Because he probably didn't see your tags and he probably didn't see what kind of car. He probably kind of knows maybe what kind of car it is by the color, but it'll be like, you know, and then he'll go on the radio and be like, I think I got a gray, you know, Lincoln or something.
Right, right, right.
And you're just going to want to start thinking what they might do and, you know, get off an exit or try to jump into another.
I think that's the number
county.
One thing. You need to get off.
Get
of
off.
Road you're
Don't
on.
Stay on the fucking highway because the radio will beat you every single time.
Yeah.
So you really
keep
do not.
Guessing.
Yeah, exactly. And. You want to know state and county lines.
Yep.
You know, that's a big thing because once you jump off to another state,
they can't.
That's
they
it.
Don't have any,
Game over. Unless they call the other state. And they're probably not going to do that for a car that they don't even know what they did. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, don't ever run from the police. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
You can get yourself in a lot of fucking trouble.
So, I do have a thing about that. With motorcycle riders and everything like that. So, I mean, it comes to a point to where it's like, why do cops chase motorcycles? Because it always just ends in one thing, typically. Like, it ends with the motorcycle crash.
Or the motorcycle's typically. Dead. Yeah.
And it's like, but it's just a 500-600-pound missile going into something. Or however much bikes weigh. I don't know.
So
in my opinion, I was like, why even chase them at that point?
Yeah.
Just let them go. They're going to still drive erratic regardless.
I was going to tell you. So I was one time driving on the highway and this guy in a motorcycle was going probably like 100.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
all
go 100.
and there was a statey, which is like a state trooper.
Yep.
That's what we call them in Massachusetts. On the right side, like the far right lane, like going like probably had just pulled someone over. So like 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the bike didn't see him. He was probably going like 90. And the cop saw that, went right behind the bike. The guy on the bike looks back and just pins it. And the cop turns his lights on. He's in like some expedition. And I'm like watching this all from the middle lane being like, thank God this wasn't me. Like, that's all I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
But I'm watching the cop. The bike is gone at this point. The bike is probably a quarter of a mile down the road.
Right.
The cop turns his lights on for about, I'd say, half a mile. To a mile, like in between there, and then just turns his lights off and gives up.
Yeah, I mean it's pointless.
And the bike was gone. When I mean gone, like he was probably doing 180 miles an hour for the next God knows how long.
Yeah,
and he took an off ramp and was like gone. So like there's like, and the cop definitely knew at that point. He's like, yeah, there's no way we're catching up to this bike. And all those bikes. Here's another thing: like a lot of the people who do that kind of shit. Those bikes aren't registered. They're not registered. They don't care. They're probably, you know, not legally supposed to be out there anyways. So they don't give a fuck.
Right. And they're going to run.
Yeah. They're like, you know,
nothing.
And I hate to say it. They think they have nothing to lose besides their life.
Right.
But I agree. I think a lot of cops do get that. And that's why they don't chase bikes. Because it's so fucking dangerous.
Plus, they're also endangering everybody else chasing this stupid bike.
Oh, that's the whole thing about
purpose.
That's the whole thing about police chases to begin with. It's like, unless this, you know, I'm of the belief that it's like, unless this guy or girl or whoever's driving it, vehicle is like causing serious danger, like weaving it out of traffic, crashing into other vehicles or pedestrians or whatever, just follow them from a distance or let them go, because you're just going to egg the person on to do something really stupid or get another officer killed or hurt or something. So, yeah. But I do not recommend and don't advocate for running from the police. It's very dangerous. So I wouldn't do that ever.
Yeah, that's Eddie's official message for running from the police. But if he did, he would take a E39 M5.
Yeah, you know too well.
All right, let's talk about the Ferrari movie.
The Ferrari movie. Commendatore! All right, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen this movie and you really want to see it, I'm going to save you about $15 of your life right here. So thank me later. The Ferrari movie. Great concept, like most movies. You read it on paper. It seems like it's a great idea to turn from a script to a movie. But in the process, they really just they bet it all on the special effects to convey the danger. And there are just some sequences. And I'm not kidding. I laughed on how stupid it fucking
was. The CGI was so bad?
The CGI was so bad. And you can ask anybody who's seen this movie, and I highly doubt they'll say anything different. There's this one sequence where, like, they're trying to convey the danger of it, and the guy's, like, test driving this old Ferrari around the track, and he hits what appears to be, like, a curb of the track. And because they're not wearing seatbelts, you know, the guy gets thrown out of the vehicle. Let me see if I can find a video. I gotta have your reaction on.
I think I saw it.
Hold on.
I saw the shitty ass CGI. Someone clipped it.
I gotta hold on.
I think they put the budget on the actors. It's just crazy. Like, how are you gonna make a Ferrari movie and have terrible CGI?
Yo, let me see. Where the fuck is it?
But I guess the whole purpose of this movie was, you know, because I guess Ford versus Ferrari was pretty successful. So I guess.
Well, they I don't know. They've already told this story how many fucking times, you know? Like, it's like, how many times can you fucking tell this goddamn story? Like, we know the guy was an asshole, but that's what made the car so special. Looks like they took it up. Let me see if I can find it. Ferrari movie CGI.
So overall, what's your overall opinion on this thing? Out of 10.
Six and a half. Yeah, I mean, it's...
So would you recommend this to any car person if they don't know the story?
No.
Or do you think it's not true to...
No. I think the story is pretty accurate. I would say it's definitely accurate. But the way... The CGI stunts, Devin, ruined the movie for me. Like, literally, it went from, this is a sad scene, to my ass laughing. Dude, this motherfucker flew, like, 300 feet in the air from hitting the curb of a track or something. I forget what he did.
Fast and Furious or Ferrari?
Fast and Furious.
Damn.
Dude, like, I'm not kidding. When you see this, you're going to watch this and you're going to be like, oh my God. The car itself, so he flies like 200 feet this way. The car goes 200 feet the other way and hits like the top of this wall of the racetrack. I'm like, what is going on here?
You would think you would be able to, like, make a kit car and just fucking launch that motherfucker.
That's what I was going to say. Make a fucking shitty-ass wooden kit car and fucking crash it into the wall or, like, put a dummy in there.
Right.
Instead, they ruin the whole goddamn thing by not using computers. And it's, like, it's not even a good CGI video. It's, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just that bad. I got to find this for you because it's so... ridiculous. I think they're like pulling them off the web because it's that bad. Like, I haven't found anything. A Ferrari movie.
Well,
let me see. Crash.
That's kind of crazy to me. That, like, did any Ferrari execs just watch that and just approve that shit? It was like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to release.
I don't even know how to, dude. I can't describe how bad it is. How bad these CGI things are. There was two really bad ones, and the story about Enzo himself and you know, he was a dog. Like, he was cheating on his wife.
I heard about that. And then apparently it was a law that you couldn't get divorced or some shit.
Yo, he straight pile drove his wife that he was cheating on with his pants still on.
Damn.
You know, he just went right to work. He's the disrespect. Disrespect is on another level.
Socks on too, huh?
Yo, he had everything on.
Damn.
And then he went back to his other boo.
Yeah.
You know, with his other son that nobody knew about apparently, but everybody knew about his son, but his wife. So like this whole story about like he's been keeping it secret, but like the fucking barber knows, the banker knows,
damn,
everybody knows.
Tough.
And then she finds out and she's like, I hate my life and this and that, whatever. She was angry. She shot at him with a gun. I mean, I'm not doing this movie service. I do recommend you go see it if you like, you know, car movies. It's not a bad movie, but it just the CGI was just so bad.
Right.
It was just unfucking watchable.
That's kind of the consensus I've been hearing.
What did you hear?
Well, the CGI was dog shit, but I heard the story was kind of just sad in general. It was pretty depressive.
Pressing.
Not depressive. So I think maybe it, from a perspective of someone that doesn't know about Ferrari, they might enjoy it probably a little bit more. But like a car person probably is like, this is like some bullshit.
Listen, I get it. I get that they're trying to cater to a wide audience and they're not going to be like, oh, his valve spring stopped working and the V12 spun up rod bearing and all this bullshit. Like they can't make the car movie that we want.
Right.
But put some fucking effort into the CGI.
Those car movies are dog shit.
Oh, those are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And I totally get it. Like, you know, they have to cater to people who don't know anything but the brand Ferrari and the cars. Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
Did you guys drive the Ferrari to go watch the Ferrari movie?
No, but we drove the Ferrari after to go to New Hampshire. So I got to drive a Ferrari after watching the Ferrari movie.
Yeah. Was it everything that lived up to be?
A V12? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. I think that's one of the greatest engines ever made.
Right.
The Enzo,
the same one as the Enzo, right?
Yeah. Oh man, 8,250 RPMs.
Screaming.
It revs so fucking fast. Oh, dude, it's a race engine. It sounds so ridiculous. Yeah, GTC4 Lusso, great car.
Great car. How's it?
Very twitchy though. Corey loved it. She was sleeping the whole time. I mean, I think sleeping a reading.
You can sleep in that thing,
dude. It's got heated back seats. I think I've only sat.
Well, I would hope so. For how much that motherfucker costs, better have.
Yeah.
Heated back seats.
The thing about that car is it's very twitchy, and I don't know if it's the alignment or what, but like
might be the wheelbase.
You put your fucking foot into it, it like is shimmying
right
at like 120, and you're
that's
just like
kind of sketch. Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking,
yeah, we don't hypothetically speak, here.
We don't do that 65 the whole fucking way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't speed.
He was just in first gear. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah. He's talking about 120 kilometers. So that's
about 60.
Like, about 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At about 60 miles an hour, the car gets all over the place. And then 160.
You think it can do 60 miles per hour in first gear?
No. Well, maybe. Second. Maybe. I don't know.
Because I don't know. Is it 6-speed? 7-speed?
It's a 7-speed.
It's probably 2 then. Probably take 2 gears.
Yeah. I figured it took 2.
Yeah.
But it smacks, dude. It's such a good car.
Yeah.
It's such a good car, and it's such a Ferrari because it always has a check engine light or a fucking warning light on the dash. The electronics fucking suck in the thing. One time we were driving it and the light wouldn't turn off. Like, just like weird things. Just Ferrari.
Very Italian issues.
But that car. That engine, there's nothing like that engine.
Right.
That engine is one of a kind. And I hope everybody at some point get to experience it in their lives because ruins every other vehicle pretty much.
That's a single actuated clutch, right?
No, that's a dual clutch.
Is it a dual clutch? Okay.
Yeah, that's a dual clutch.
I'm thinking about Aventadors. They're still single actuated.
Those are single. Oh, man.
Those things are.
Don't get me started with those. Don't get me started with those.
Not a Lamborghini fan, huh?
No. I'm a Lamborghini fan. I'm not a Aventador.
Aventador. Okay.
Right. I like the old shit.
How old?
I like Diablos. I like Diablo SVs.
It's a good car.
That is a good car. I like the Countach. I do like the Aventador. I like the later ones. Mm-hmm. I like SVs, SVJs. Those are cool.
Yeah.
I like Huracans, SVOs.
Yeah. I like the guy too. Like the purr from, was it Superleggera?
Oh, the one, the orange one.
The racy one?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I like the first gen Gallardo with the 5 liter. They sound different than the 5.2. Now I'm getting really fucking geeky here, but I prefer the 5 liter. It sounds way more Italian and way more raw and metallic-y. Those with a gated shifter. Oh, so fucking good.
Yeah.
So good.
You can't go wrong with either, you know?
Can't go wrong with
either. I wish I could afford either one of them.
Actually, you could afford. Actually, you could afford
it. I don't know if I would want one.
You could afford one. They're not that expensive. I mean, granted, you couldn't afford the maintenance.
That's the problem.
So the funny thing is, the one to have is the Audi R8, right? Because it gives you all the fun of the Lambo, but the maintenance of an Audi.
Right.
So they're pretty reliable. I mean, like the things you want to do to them, you want to pull the front 4-wheel drive system out of it. So it's just
really make it 2-wheel drive.
Yeah. That's the big thing you got to do with those cars. It just makes it so much more fun to drive.
Well, at that point, you might as well just buy the rear-wheel drive version.
Those are expensive, bud.
Are those more expensive than the all-wheel
drive? Way more expensive. Yeah, because they're rare.
Oh. Huh.
So you can do it, unbolt it. It's all mechanical. There's no electronics going to it. So.
Well, the more you learn, you know?
Yep.
Moral of the story is to buy R8.
The things the owners tell me.
Yeah.
And Farley.
Okay. Well, all right. We talked about Ferrari. So the next topic is, what do car people do in the off season? Well, some people don't even have off seasons for cars if you're on the West Coast. They're always doing car shit.
I was going to say, if you're on the West Coast, a track day is like normal. Like it's just
it's like $50. 20,
yeah. It's like, oh, you want to do a track day? $40.
Right.
And you stay for like 3 hours. And you're like, I'm going to go home.
Right.
I'm done.
You'd be like, it's too hot out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a different lifestyle they live out there. I mean, it's so cool. Like, have you ever been to the West Coast and seen the car scene?
I've only been to Las Vegas for SEMA, but I haven't.
We're going to have to change that California. One day. We're going to have to change that. I got to experience the West Coast to its fullest a few years ago. I was with David, Tom, and Will Lee, who's like big Porsche guy.
He was the one at NJMP.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cayman, or not Cayman, Spider.
No, no, Oscar? He has a Cayman. He has a Cayman. Cayman. But he runs that Instagram channel with all the crazy color stuff.
Crazy color. Spectrum. Not Spectrum. That's Volkswagen.
Spectrum. I mean,
they're all the same fucking
thing. It's all the same shit. Yeah. Paint the sample. And so I got to really experience it because they like all have friends on the West Coast.
Right.
You know, like all their car buddies on the West. So
and YouTube buddies, I'm sure.
YouTuber and all that shit. So I was like, that was the first time I really got to witness like what a real Cars and Coffee was like, right? So like they drive up these beautiful mountain roads, you know, they meet up and then they go have really nice food or drinks or something after.
Right.
And the drives are just beautiful. And like the cars you see there, you'd never see.
Their lifestyles are just so different. Such an expensive place to live, and then you just see what they drive. I mean, granted, obviously because of the expense to live, they're making more money typically, but still, like taxes are way more. Everything is way more. I don't understand it.
I don't know if I could live on the West Coast. I don't know if I could do it.
I couldn't. It would have to be like a certain state. Like Oregon seems cool, but it always rains. So I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking Washington. It doesn't matter. They all rain up there.
Yeah. California don't, but.
Well, sometimes in California.
I think if I was going to live in California, I don't know if it'd be like LA. I love like San Francisco area, but that's also fucking stupid expensive. So I'll make a compromise and choose San Diego. San Diego. A whale's vagina. Ron Jeremy said that, not me. Yeah, what do we do on the East Coast and Midwest during the off season? Well, a lot of people, not us, but a lot of people are tearing into their project cars, right? Usually it's like rebuilding whatever you fucked up or didn't get to do during the regular season or last season. Yeah. Some of us take a break completely and do winter activities like sledding.
Skiing. Like that's real big. Like some people are competition skiers. I'm like, shit.
Well, I'm no competition anything.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're pretty frail.
I'm frail and old.
You're like the SpongeBob guy that just fell down the stairs.
But I love snowboarding. I can't help it. So I like to snowboard. I'll play a lot of video games. I'm a huge video gamer. Mm-hmm. I love going to movies, as you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's always things to do on the car side of things. Like, I had to remove some components on the Honda. That mm-hmm. took a little bit. Well, I didn't do it. Who's kidding? I didn't have time to do it.
Right.
So I had someone else do it for me quickly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Quickly got it out. Well, here's the thing, too. It's like Farley can do it in about, let's go with an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
It would have taken me like six.
Right, right.
So
that's why you pay him. He's a skilled laborer.
So it's like that 5 hours is much more useful to me hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
And family and getting my own other things done. So thank you, Eurotech Motorsports, as always. Yeah, I mean, the off season for me this year is really quick because I start back up in April. We start back up in April.
Yeah.
So it's not like, usually it's like till June. Right. You know, your May or June.
Go on sale on Friday. So make sure.
Oh, there. I got my alarm set. I'm ready to go.
It's at 12 for like people that already had Gold Pass last year. I think we get in early. Earlier than
fucking
than
hope so.
I believe it's at 12 for the Gold Pass, previous Gold Pass members. And then it's like one or two for the people that are just starting like a new Gold Pass membership.
A new chapter in their life.
Yeah. And now it's only three. You only need three to do a Gold Pass.
Oh, no shit. They dropped it a little bit. Okay. So they need more of our money. Got it.
Yeah. That's it. I'm still doing four events.
So you're doing four events.
Pit Race, CMP, Lime Rock, and Midwest Fest. That's the tickets I'm going for.
Okay. Backup if you can't do
backup. One of them. Those are it.
If you're not going to do no Mid Ohio for you?
No, it's not a festival. So I'm like,
yeah, but Pit Race isn't a festival either.
But Pit Race is only like 4 hours from my house, 4 or 5 hours. So it's like not that far. Mid Ohio is like, what, fucking 8 hours?
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I'll be at both of those. So it really doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah. We'll see, but I don't know how fast this Midwest shit is going to sell, but hopefully it doesn't sell super fast. But I know it probably will. That's like the most popular one.
I would say the ones that are going to fill out Road America, everybody's going to be like, yo, new spot, new
right.
thing, whatever. Obviously, Midwest Fest. Mid-Ohio is going to be one that people are going to try to get.
Yeah.
Lime Rock. I don't know about Laguna. I don't know. I don't think many people who went last year are going to go again. I know I'm not. So
not anybody from probably the Midwest, but I feel like a lot of California people will be there.
A lot of Cali dudes.
Yeah. All right.
I hope so because that event was really fun.
Yeah.
And I recommend it to anybody that can either afford to go or is close by. It's fucking awesome. That track's incredible. It just makes no sense financially or time-wise to go again. It's a one and done for the East Coasters. Yeah. Yep. I wish I could go again, but it's just not in the cards. So,
yeah.
What else? I do a lot of sim stuff. Oh,
yeah. Sim. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say what I did.
Yeah. What do you do?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all playing. I don't do shit.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, because like the winter now is like not wintry, it's not super cold. I've been golfing a lot lately. I have a course, my neighborhood, and then also I go to Meadows Farm, which is like 5 minutes from my house as well, with a couple buddies and stuff. So I've been getting back into golfing, which is fun.
Awesome.
And trying to think of anything else. I do like to go to movies and then just lounge around. Sometimes I'll go and tinker with the car, but I don't really, if I don't have to, I don't want to because it's too cold. Yeah. My garage isn't heated. It's insulated, but it's not heated. So if I don't have to be out there, I'm not going to be out there.
Typically. I don't blame you. I mean, I
go to Cards and Coffee. That's cool.
So we don't have that. In Massachusetts, it's snow. Well, not this year.
I mean, we're supposed to get it with a wintry weekend that could potentially fuck us, but we'll see.
Yeah, we got that same storm.
Yeah.
Supposed to get hit by that too. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll be in Florida, so I really don't give a fuck.
Wait, you're going to Florida?
Yeah, I'm going to Florida.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh, Yo, you living the best life.
Yeah, you know it.
How long are you going to be there?
Five. Not long. I'm supposed to come back Sunday. Yeah, I'm supposed to be back Sunday.
Well, hopefully the snow
is... I was going to say...
So you don't...
I was going to say... No. I hope I get stuck there. I'm just going to have to take another day off. Such a bummer.
But then you have to find a hotel, and then that's annoying.
No. I'm staying with family.
Oh, then you're good then. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, you stay a little longer in the warmth.
Oh, nice. Such a rough time, but someone's got to do it.
What part of Florida?
Palm Beach.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yep.
So are you just hanging with family, or you plan to go to the beach?
I'm just with family. I've been going down there for 20 years now with my family, so I visit some relatives, and then I'll go home. So.
The Florida car scene is pretty wild, too.
Dude.
But also, it's hard to tell if they actually own it or they're just renting it.
The best way to describe the Florida car scene is watching the GTA 6 trailer. The end.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donks. Alligators on the road.
Gators. Fucking street takeovers left and right. A lot of Dodge products doing dumbass shit. Law
enforcement.
When the law enforcement do show up, people just run away.
Right. It's a free-for-all.
It's crazy, dude. Florida's fucking wild. But especially like the hillbilly areas, like central Florida. Fucking crazy. Like they do like all that mud truck shit.
Yeah, I mean, those fucking things have crazy engine like builds.
Oh yeah. Well, what I can't figure is it's like, okay, do you just take every single cent you've ever made and put it into this thing? Those things have like $100,000 builds.
Oh yeah,
Where's that coming from?
Are literally drag engines. Like, yeah, it has to be to fucking pull these, however heavy motherfuckers through the mud.
That's something I would love to experience once, like mud trucks or something like that. I mean, we don't have that around here, really. Maybe in New Hampshire. I mean,
it makes sense, though.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been fascinated by like monster trucks and like off roading. Like
that shit's wild.
So powerboats are fucking dangerous as shit. You want to die? Get in a powerboat. Go 150. Those
are nuts.
Dude.
Like when the whole capsule just like explodes and then you just have the main one where you're at. I'm the fuck
out. Oh, yeah. Dude. It's just crazy. Some of the like the high performance water sport shit. Like the boats with no roofs or like cockpits or anything and they just fall out of it if they take a turn too fast.
It's a different world, and it's like it's such a niche like corner of like the like motorsports, but they have a crazy following too. It's like you have so many people that like have these weird little niche followings that you would never think is like big at all.
Dude, it's cool that there's
a lot of people.
It is. It's cool that we have things. Is there any niche motorsports in Virginia that nowhere else has, that nobody else has?
Niche, not that I can think of. I mean, there's a decent amount of like dirt bike stuff, like trail riding, like type dirt bike stuff. Yeah. Like my neighbor does that. And I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, I can't think of really anything like super niche and weird, like tractor pulling or some wild ass shit like that.
Tractor pulling. I think tractor pulling is so fucking cool.
I'm sure there is mud bogs around here, but I just don't know. Yeah. I can't think of anything.
We should, you know what? 2024 goal for us. We should go to a mud bog together.
Oh, us people of color.
We would fit in real well there.
Yeah, I'm sure we fucking would. We would dress appropriate. We're good.
Well, I mean, listen, we'll just, I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that'll go, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, boss.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think the only thing that I would say is like niche-ish around here is like snowmobiling is big.
Right.
But you could also do that. That's
fucking dangerous.
Wow, look what happened to Ken Block.
Anywhere. I mean, yeah, rest his soul, you know. His 1 year anniversary
it's a bummer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But that shit's fucking dangerous. Yeah, like snowmobiles are extremely heavy and like it's very difficult to like push them over once they flip, especially if you're in heavy, deep snow like what he was in.
Yeah.
So it's terrible.
Yeah. Awful. Pretty fucked. But well, I think that's a pod. think that was a good intro back.
Yeah, that was a good one back. And any updates on the Benzo? Anything? I saw you posted some dope ass wheels from Titan 7. Those look cool.
Those look cool, man. I'd love to have them, but we'll see. We'll see. I really want 18 by 10s instead of 18 by or 19 by 9.5. But I want to run 10s. But yeah, we'll see.
Do they have 18 by 10s?
I don't know yet. They haven't released listing for the sizes.
Okay.
So I'm still waiting on that. So if they release it for like a super spec, it'll work for the Benz. So hi, Corey.
Devin says hi. Devin says hi. Wave to him. She's nude right now. So. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was. I think that's a good pod. Yeah. And let's pick this up next week.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you all about my Florida car scene moments, because I'll go to absolutely none.
So it's probably a good thing, to be honest.
So have I been drinking your water?
All right, well, that's the pod. I'll see you later.
Bye.